Hi, I'm Dan Smith, the director in the IP team at Ganling WLG. And today I'm joined by Marion Gillet, Product Development Manager at the Design Council. Marion, can you tell us a little bit about Spark?
Design Council Spark is a product innovation fund and accelerator program, and we've been running for two years now. And we've supported around 70 innovators who've had an idea for their product, and we've helped them to progress that into a marketable product.
Okay, and what value do you see in protecting that innovation?
So what we say to our inventors and entrepreneurs on Spark is that they have to take a considered approach to IP. We are aware that all of them are a bit different in their backgrounds, in their markets, in their stages of development. So we just ask them to bring their knowledge up to a level where they can make an informed decision about where they want to go with their product and with their business more generally, and what IP has to, what place do they want to give to IP in this picture. Yeah. So if we help them to define what's their end game, they can then make their decision about what level of IP protection they have to put in place and at what stages.
And what advice do you give to Spark finalists about design protection?
Well, advice, as I say, is a bit tailored to the individuals we speak to. In terms of, I often compare IP protection with what approach people take with branding, for example. So you can do it yourself, maybe badly, yeah. Or maybe you're a good graphic designer, and that's low cost, but you know, you probably won't get to that level of professionalism. You can speak to somebody who has got not a lot of experience and might be cheap. But again, you're taking the risk there of maybe not having the greatest advice. Or you can spend a lot of money and speak to the best professionals that will really give you the assurance that you are putting yourself in a strong position. And that's the options that we give them, because they will have to balance where their budget and where they want to get to. And some of them, and I've seen this, you know, again last week when I asked them, we're not talking necessarily about being ready for investment, but they were also talking about, if I'm making that decision to protect IP in a certain way, I feel at ease with it. I feel reassured that I've done the right thing, therefore I can move forward.
Thanks, Marion. Spark seems like a fantastic initiative. It's great to hear a little bit more about it.
Thank you.